and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where an American Airlines plane collided in midair with a Black Hawk helicopter over the Potomac River while it was trying to land at Reagan National Airport. This man spoke to WUSA 9 and says his wife was on board.
I'm just praying that somebody's pulling her out of the river right now as we speak. That's all I can pray for. I'm just praying to God.
When was the last time you spoke with her?
She texted me that they were landing in 20 minutes.
This was a call to liveatc.net when the collision happened.
I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone. So I haven't seen anything since they hit the river, but it was a CRJ and a helicopter that hit, I would say maybe a half mile off the approach end of 33.
A defense official says three soldiers were on board the Black Hawk helicopter, which was flown out of Fort Belvoir, Virginia. There were 60 passengers and four crew members on the plane. A police official tells CBS News at least 18 bodies have been recovered so far. Senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
There is an active rescue operation underway to try to get whoever may be in the water out of the Potomac River after what appears to be a collision between the CRJ 700. It would have been operating as an American Airlines flight and a military Black Hawk helicopter.
Now, all flights at DCA have been grounded. President Trump has been briefed on the incident and says he's monitoring the situation. On to another big story of the day. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, faced some tough questions from lawmakers today at his confirmation hearing. Democratic Senator Michael Bennet.
Did you write in your book, and it's undeniable, that African AIDS is an entirely different disease from Western AIDS? Yes or no, Mr. Kennedy?
I'm not sure if I may.
Okay, I'll give it to the chairman.
Congressional correspondent Nicole Killian with more on the controversial choice.
There were a number of Senate Republicans who felt that they are now willing to support him or that he put the vaccine issue to bed, if you will, although many Democrats certainly feel to the contrary. And we saw many of them spar with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over some of his past statements and views surrounding vaccines.
Now, federal workers have a choice. Come back to the office or you're out.
We think a very substantial number of people will not show up to work, and therefore our government will get smaller and more efficient. And that's what we've been looking to do for many, many decades.
President Trump says they must make their decision by February the 6th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
The Bucks lose again in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Trailblazers, 125-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo asked, how has Portland beat them three out of four tries since they traded Damian Lillard away to Milwaukee?
Good team. Play fast. Have a lot of people that can make shots over the dribble. You know, when you give a team confidence, they beat you.
The Bucks road trip continues when they face the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow night. College basketball, number 9th ranked Marquette, with a win in Indianapolis, beating Butler 78-69. Cam Jones got into foul trouble, so Stevie Mitchell stepped up, scoring a career-high 22 points. Number 17th ranked Wisconsin and Maryland tonight, head coach Greg Gard, on why he thinks the Badgers have improved on offense.
You know, an unselfish group that doesn't care who gets the credit, and it's a really talented team that have a lot of weapons that can shoot it, and there's pretty much everybody we put on the floor is a legit threat from three.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story you can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothy Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eventually, our skies turning partly cloudy in the overnight as temperatures drop into the lower 20s. Light winds. On Thursday, plentiful sunshine with highs in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees. Winds gusty. Colder conditions Friday. Right now it's 28.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities joins me to talk about not good test scores coming out of the city of Milwaukee. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Kids in the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. This is just a weird story. You'll recall when Pete Hegseth was put forward as Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense, there were all these accusations, you know, that he had terrified his second wife, that he was threatening, not that he physically hit her, but that she was afraid of him, that she had safe words, she had an escape plan. And this is on top of, you know, his having been unfaithful with his second wife, with the woman who became his first wife, with the woman who became his second wife, and then being unfaithful with his second wife, with the woman who became his third wife. In fact, they had a baby while he was still married to his second wife. All that kind of stuff, plus his alcoholism, going to strip clubs, running two small Koch brothers funded, apparently, or supported right-wing veterans groups into the ground, all this kind of stuff. But at the very end, the day before his testimony and the final vote, his sister-in-law, who is Danielle Hegseth, his sister-in-law on his brother's side, his brother's wife, submitted a sworn affidavit under oath, under penalty of perjury, to all of the senators who were going to be voting on this thing, on Pete Hegseth. And in that affidavit, she says that she has been assured that, she said, this is what she says in the affidavit. She says, I trusted what Samantha told me, most critically because it was consistent with what I personally observed of Hegseth's erratic behavior and aggressive behavior over many years. She goes on to say, I have been assured that making this public statement, now keep in mind, this woman is hanging herself out to dry. She's getting death threats now from, you know, right wingers. She said, I have been assured that making this public statement will ensure that certain senators who are still on the fence will vote against Hegseth confirmation. But for that assurance, I would not subject myself or others referred to in this statement to the public scrutiny this statement is likely to cause. In other words, some Republican senator came to Danielle Hegseth and said, if you will tell your story under oath to me and my colleagues, I at least will become the vote that prevents Hegseth from becoming our Secretary of Defense. I will do that, and I promise you that. And so, based on that promise from this Republican senator, Danielle Hegseth, the wife of Pete's brother, Danielle Hegseth, who saw, you know, all the horrors of his marriages. Danielle Hegseth comes out and says, yes, I saw these things. He's a drunk. He's a wife abuser. You know, I saw it with my own two eyes. I'm saying this under oath. I swear this on, you know, in front of God and the world, and you can prosecute me if I'm lying. And subjects herself to threats of violence against her, against her family, to being doxxed, to being outed, to being harassed. She put her, literally put her life on the line because this one Republican senator promised her that he would change his vote if she did this. Again, this is what she wrote in her under oath sworn statement. I have been assured that making this public statement will ensure that certain senators who are still on the fence will vote against Hegseth's nomination. But for that assurance, I would not subject myself or others referred to in this statement to the public scrutiny this statement is likely to cause. Now we know, according to reporting from the Wall Street Journal, who that Republican senator was. Now, you might think it was Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski, two of the small handful of female senators on the Republican side, because they both voted against Hegseth. Turns out it wasn't. You might think it was Mitch McConnell, the only other Republican who voted against Hegseth's nomination. It wasn't. It turns out, according to the Wall Street Journal, it was the senator from North Carolina, Tom Tillis, who spells his name the same way I do, which is kind of embarrassing. So here you've got Tom Tillis, the Republican senator from North Carolina, going to Danielle Hegseth, and or at least I think we can infer this, according to the Wall Street Journal. Well, here's what the Wall Street Journal wrote. Tillis personally assured Danielle Hegseth on a call on January 19th, witnessed by two other people, that if she signed the statement testifying that she believed her former brother-in-law, Pete Hegseth, had an alcohol abuse problem and was abusive to his second wife, it would carry weight and potentially move three votes, his own, along with the votes of Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. And then the Wall Street Journal goes on to say, in a statement, Tillis did not dispute the Wall Street Journal's reporting about the call. And yet, how did Tom Tillis vote? He voted to confirm Hegseth. In the end, Tom Tillis became a craven coward, folding like a lawn chair under the weight of the glare of Donald Trump. This is how authoritarian leaders, this is how dictators get their way, even when everyone knows it's wrong. I guarantee you there was not a single Republican who voted for Pete Hegseth who didn't know that he should not be defense secretary. You could not pay attention, you could not pay the smallest amount of attention to the many charges that were made that were verified on the record, many of which Hegseth admitted to, without knowing that this guy should not be the guy with the nuclear codes. This guy should not be the guy who gets woken up in the middle of the night and has to make the decision about whether to drop a nuclear bomb on Beijing because they just attacked Taiwan, or whether it's time to launch the missiles against Russia because they just invaded Finland, or, you know, go to the president and make that recommendation. This guy should not be in this position. And Tom Tillis just hung this woman out to dry. The cowardice, the rank, naked, pathetic cowardice of Tom Tillis and these other Republicans who, as I said, all knew this guy was unqualified to be Secretary of Defense is shocking. And yet it's not. This is what the entire Republican Party has done. They have joined the cult. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, things are looking up. There were special elections last night in Minnesota and Iowa. These were state elections. These were not for federal seats. These were for the Iowa Senate and for the Minnesota Senate as well. And here's where it gets really interesting. In Iowa, there was this special election, and the Democrat, a Democrat by the name of Zimmer, beat the Republican Whittington by 51.8 to 48.2%. Now, this is in a district, keep in mind, the Democrat won by 3 points, but this is in a district that Trump carried by 21 points. That's a 24-point shift. A 24-point shift in 2 months. Well, 3 months, I guess, from the beginning of November, December, January. A 24-point shift toward the Democrats. And it was so dramatic that the Democrat actually won, which, you know, it's a big deal in Iowa right now. Now, in Minnesota, something very similar happened, although the Democrat didn't win. But here in Minnesota, you've got a Democrat, Doran Clark, who beat the Republican, Abigail Walters, 91-8%. Now, you know, I mean, keep in mind, this is Minnesota, right? And this is a Democratic district. And so no surprise that a Democrat won. But here's what's important. Harris, this person won by a, what's 91 minus 8? 80, what, 3? Yeah, I think. This person won by an 83-point margin, Doran Clark. Kamala Harris only won that district by a 68-point margin. So again, we're seeing an almost 20-point change away from Republicans and toward Democrats in the first two consequential or, you know, significant special elections of 2025. Donald Trump right now has the lowest approval rating of any president in recent history at this point in their presidency. And I predict it's going to go downhill from here. I'm looking at 2026 with tremendous optimism. I don't think this Trump dynasty is going to last. And I'm I get it. You know, the Democrats have not been out there yelling and screaming like I want them to. And, you know, we've got this election this weekend for the chair of the Democratic Party. And, you know, my vote is for Ben Wickler, but I don't have a vote because I'm not one of those, you know, hot shots, big shots in the DNC. But we'll see. I don't think this is going to last for Trump. I really don't.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. made it past college and can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. Check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews. One person says, it's the best sleep I've gotten in years. Another writes, I wake up every morning feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep, although their sleep products are my favorites. They also have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off everything on the site. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code for 20% off is TOM. Story said it was ours to own.
A house, a job, a place to call.
It's 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Michael in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Boy, there's so much going on. You mentioned Tom Tillis is a, you're going to describe why he's a backstabber in the coming hour. And when things get too bushy, you're a great guy to go to because you go right to the taproot. And one of the things that you have discussed over time is the dire consequences of our biased, colonialized version of evolution that we teach that optimizes by survival of the fittest. And I think that affects, you know, the libertarian perspective significantly as far as their intentional dismantling of government. I mean, after all, if you think that natural law of nature was truly based on competitional survival of fittest, that might be your conclusion. And it also affects education significantly in the aspect that, all kids should be able, if you're able to get an A or a B, there's no reason for you not to be able to get an A or a B. Under the U.S. Constitution, I'd be interested in your opinion on this because I know you're an expert on that as well. In pursuit of happiness, no child wants to be an F, D, or even a C student. And if you're able to get an A or a B, why don't we spend the time and invest the time? I think the reason we don't is that colonialized separating of the wheat from the chaff attitude, but no child is chaff, okay? And so there is even our perspective of the races.
Michael, I can
derive
from. No, if I can interrupt you,
there is no race.
I see a break coming, and you were asking me a question, so I would like to answer. I completely agree with you. I was in Northern Australia back in 2001, and up in the Lockhart River Valley, and with a fellow who was running programs for kids in distress, and we visited a public school, and it was all Aboriginal kids, and we were out watching them play basketball, and the basketball game went back and forth and back and forth, who was winning, who was which side was winning, until the score was even. Both sides had the exact same score, and that was when they ended the game. These Aboriginal kids believed that the goal of the game was to play to a tie, and they kept playing until they hit the tie because they believed that everybody should be able to win. And in the school, they were teaching very much like that. It was not a grading environment. It was a collaborative environment, and the kids participated in teaching each other, and it was absolutely brilliant. And so this is deeply embedded in our culture, Mike.
Sure, merit. Get the word merit in real quick if you could.
Yeah.
It doesn't get rid of merit. They all...
Merit is being terribly
the
abused. You know?
They get the A.
Yeah,
We all
have merit in our own ways, but this whole merit-based, this is BS, this stuff that the tech pros are selling us. Michael, thank you. That was very well put. I appreciate the call. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you on the other side of this break. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining the FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Special Report. Two aircraft collided above Washington, D.C., sending them plunging into the Potomac River. Heartbreaking for this man who says his wife was on board the American Airlines flight and was texting him right before they were supposed to land at Reagan National Airport.
Landing in 20 minutes, the rest of my text did not get delivered. That's when I realized something might be up.
In a video statement, the CEO of American Airlines said,
the CRJ-700 aircraft traveling from Wichita, Kansas to Washington Reagan National Airport has been involved in an accident near Washington, D.C. It appears to have collided with a military aircraft on approach.
On liveatc.net.
Is the airfield closed?
Yes, the airfield is closed.
Runways as well?
Yes, all runways are closed. Nobody's landing. No one's moving at all.
A police official tells CBS at least 18 bodies have been recovered. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings. Until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise, and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose again in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Trail Blazers 125-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo asked, how has Portland beat them 3 out of 4 tries since they traded Damian Lillard away to Milwaukee?
Good team. Play fast. Have a lot of people that can make shots over the dribble. You know, when you give a team confidence, they beat you.
The Bucks road trip continues when they face the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow night. College basketball, number 9th ranked Marquette, with a win in Indianapolis, beating Butler 78-69. Cam Jones got into foul trouble, so Stevie Mitchell stepped up, scoring a career-high 22 points. Number 17th ranked Wisconsin and Maryland tonight, head coach Greg Gard on why he thinks the Badgers have improved on offense.
You know, an unselfish group that doesn't care who gets the credit, and it's a really talented team that have a lot of weapons that can shoot it, and pretty much everybody we put on the floor is a legit threat from three.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eventually, our skies turning partly cloudy in the overnight as temperatures drop into the lower 20s. Light winds. On Thursday, plentiful sunshine with highs in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees. Winds gusty. Colder conditions Friday. Currently 26 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, actor Rick Overton from Groundhog Day joins me to discuss Groundhog Day. Then I'm joined by Chris Hopper and Kurt Krause from the Door County Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Been talking about these laws that were passed in the mid-70s that after Tricky Dick was president.
Yeah.
And the commission was the Frank Church Commission. And he's the one that got all of these things passed. And actually, there's a good book written by one of my high school and junior high friends called The Last Honest Man. And if you get a chance to read it, it's really good because it talks about the whole thing, how things were. Really, there was a deep state before that, with Hoover and the other guys.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Was this anyway, the last honest man, Frank Church?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, check it out if you can. And also, after all those things that went on yesterday, I called up my representative, who's a Republican, one of the hardcore red guys. And anyway, I was actually able to get a hold of somebody in the office here in the Lake Mary area. And I kept saying to her, you know, he broke the law. She goes, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. He goes, yes. Don't you remember the first time he was impeached was for the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was for withholding funds from Ukraine specifically, but it was for withholding funds in violation of the 1974 Impoundment Control Act.
Right. Exactly.
Amazing. Well, good on you, Fred, for calling your Republican legislators, because we all need to be doing that, those of us who have Republican legislators. I guess I'm fortunate all, you know, my state representative, my U.S. House of Representatives representative, and both of my senators are all Democrats. But if I had Republicans representing me, I'd be on the phone to them right now saying, I do not go along with Donald Trump breaking laws. I do not go along with him shutting down the federal government. This is wrong. You need to stop him.
Yeah, that's exactly. And I actually, we used to have somebody that was in that office, Stephanie Murphy, who was on the 1-6 commission. Mm-hmm. And what happened was, you know, of course, after, you know, she was on that committee and she has a young family, and she wanted to run for Senate against Rubio, but when Val Demings did, she dropped out.
Yeah.
But she was a very good member of Congress, and I got a chance to talk to her, very much pro-union, which reminds me to say thank you for supporting unions.
There you go.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm a member of a union, Fred. I'm a member of SAG-AFTRA. My father was a member of a union, and that's why I had a middle-class upbringing. I mean, you know, I've seen it in my own life. We went from being really poor. I mean, when I was 6-7 years old, it was my mom, my dad, me, and at that time, two of my younger brothers, five of us, living in basically a two-room house. And, and then dad got this, and he was making a living selling Rex Air vacuum cleaners and World Book Encyclopedias door to door. I mean, it was just the equivalent of a gig job, you know? And we were poor. We used to go down to we called it the cheese store, where we get the surplus macaroni and surplus American cheese and surplus powdered milk. And we'd go get free light bulbs from Consumers Power because we, you know, were below the poverty line. And then dad got this job in a tool and die shop that had, a union. And suddenly, you know, we bought a new house and we bought a car and we were taking a vacation every year. And dad died, you know, or retired with a pension before he died. I have seen it with my own eyes. And I'm with you. Good on you for mentioning the Church Commission. Frank Church was a good man. Wasn't he a Republican from like Idaho?
Well, you would think it would be, but no, he was actually a Democrat from Idaho.
He was a Democrat from Idaho.
Democrats
okay.
There.
Yeah, that was back in the day when there were Democrats. There you go. Okay, Fred, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Scott in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Hey, apropos of just this last call and several others today, I contacted or wrote to both of our senators, Wyden and Merkley, and sort of poked the cage and said, you know, come on, get it. Where the hell are the Democrats? What's going on? We don't need Schumer to stand there looking feckless and pathetic. We need him to be pounding the lectern with his shoe, you know, and it's, where's the passion? And then put out the little timeline of tomorrow's January 30th. And in 1933, I'm sure you know this, 1933 on January 30th was the day that Hitler was installed as chancellor.
Yep.
53 days later, March 24th, he was made dictator.
Yep.
So with it can move that acts. Fast. Yeah. Yep, that's right. And I think these guys are going to move faster. They've had over 4 years to prepare this stuff. And it's going to come like a hypersonic missile.
It already is. I mean, look what he's already done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so I threw out a closing line that just kind of popped into my mind, and I like it, I'll share. Now is not the time for backroom scheming. Now is the time for rooftop screaming.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. So what kind of, and I agree with your sentiments, and we need political theater, too. I would add that.
Exactly.
So what kind of response did you get from Merkley and Wyden's offices?
Just the standard kickback. Oh, thank you for, you know. So. Yeah. But, I mean, both Merkley, I saw Merkley yesterday in a press conference, so and Wyden's been, you know, very visible. So, again, as you've aptly pointed out, we're kind of lucky here because we've got, you know, some really good active people.
Yeah, two of the best senators.
And I got my fingers crossed for Ben Wexler. I like him too. I think that would be a game changer. Yeah. I'm sorry, but Jamie Harrison just asleep at the switch, man.
Yeah. Jamie was kind of the old guard, I think, and we really need a new guard. We need a new generation. We need some people who are willing to take names and kick ass. I mean, it's just that simple.
Exactly.
Scott, thank you.
Well, like what you said just earlier about the Harris ran a great 1990s campaign, and that's it, right there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and with the 1990s consultants, by the way, tells you everything you need to know. Scott, thank you. Right. Phil in Salinas, California. Hey, Phil, what's on your mind today?
I think the Democrats need to play by the Republican rules.
I don't
start
disagree.
Start throwing them off balance. Start gerrymandering them out of office.
If a Democratic president had sent a mob against the Capitol and three police officers had died as a result, every Republican would be referring to those January 6th people as cop killers. Why aren't Democrats calling them cop killers? Why, you know, they should have been from day one. Why do Democrats just do this namby-pamby BS? I don't get it. I'm with you, Phil. Phil, I'm having a hard time hearing you, by the way. I don't know what's wrong with your phone, but I'm going to move along. But your point was well made. Gerald in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Gerald, what's up?
Technocracy? Yes, it's the government of the worst, least qualified, and most unscrupulous citizens.
Okay.
It's a dictionary. The reason I called, I want to get your opinion. Years ago, I'd read this book on nullification, where, for example, if a state didn't want to support, say, the Iraq War, they would withhold their portion of the funds going to the feds for the Iraq War. And I was thinking if Trump and him are going to take withhold FEMA funds from states and say, you do what we say, or you're not going to get the FEMA funds, why can't California just say, hey, well, we're not going to pay the amount of funds that we would normally pay. We're going to keep that in our state. And I was just wondering what you would think about it. And it's kind of like what Patrick Swayze said in Roadhouse. There's a time to be nice and a time not to be so nice.
Yeah, I agree, Gerald. Here's the problem. The California contributes probably more to the federal coffers than any other state, and if not any other state, they're certainly in the top two or three. But it's not coming out of the California Treasury. It's coming out of taxpayers in California paying their federal taxes. Mm-hmm. And as an individual, you don't have the option of not paying your federal taxes. So so states don't have the power to withhold it, first of all, legally, but they don't have the ability to withhold it because they can't just, you know, Governor Newsom can't just say to all their taxpayers in California, don't pay your federal income taxes this year. That would be chaos. There may be something that California can do. There may be something they can withhold. There may be some way that they can provoke or kick or hurt the federal government in some way. It may or may not be legal, but hey, Trump has broken four or five laws in the last couple of days. So, Democratic governors should be able to do the same. But I don't know specifically what that would be or how it would work. But I certainly agree with your sentiment. I just don't know how to work it out. Maybe somebody who knows this stuff better than me could call in and share with us. But as far as I can tell, that would be the only way, would be to get the taxpayers to refuse to pay the federal income taxes. And because they're automatically deducted from your paycheck, you really don't even have that choice. Gerald, thanks for the call. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
When I was just a kid, I had a wicked little plan. A paper bag of dog poop and a lighter in my hand. I'd sneak up to a porch, set the fire to a blaze, ring the bell and run off laughing. Oh, those were the days. But now I'm seeing flashbacks, and it's not so fun. There's a grown man in the White House pulling this on everyone. Each morning there's a package, flaming bright and strong. And America's left cleaning up. Yeah, this is Trump's ding-dong. Trump's ding-dong, another flaming mess. Delivered every morning, no time to rest. We're stomping out the fires of his chaos parade while he's laughing in the distance at the mess he's made. One day it's tax cuts, a gift for the elite. The next it's foreign leaders groveling at his feet. He pulled us out of treaties, left allies in the dark. But don't forget his golf trips while the world falls apart. Kids in cages crying, walls that never rise. Science left abandoned, truth replaced with lies. And every time we scramble to put the fire out, he's lighting up another. Yeah, there's never any doubt. Trump's ding-dong, another flaming mess. Delivered every morning.
This is inspired by a caller yesterday, by the way, who said, you know what? Trump is doing what we did as kids. Amen. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Connie in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Connie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call and tell you how outraged I am at the DNC, at the national DNC. I am a lifelong Democrat, and regardless of what happens, I will continue to be so. However, when he was first elected in 2016 and everyone was outraged, we all started going to meetings and we all helped and we made phone calls and we went door to door and we gave money. And now in hindsight, I realized the Republicans were purging hundreds of thousands of people off the rolls while we were using technology from the 1800s, the telephone. And out of 10 phone calls, you know how that goes. You get 8 people screaming at you not to call, and 2 people, you know, that maybe. So I just thought it was very ineffective and didn't work at all. And then I just feel like they're putting up flawed candidates. They get us almost to the finish line, like Lucy with the football. And then right at the end, they know this country's not going to vote for a woman yet. It's just not going to happen. We need a Bernie, but they've squelched him. So it just really upsets me at the national level. And I know they're having a, you know, this election for the head of the national. And I look online and I can't find any substantial information on their process or how they're going about it or specifics. I have listened to Whitler.
Ben Wickler.
He seems like the guy we need right now.
I agree.
Other than Bernie, that they won't put in. But Whitler would be awesome. And I guarantee he will not get in because those at the top don't want to go that progressive for us.
Well, Ben is the head of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. The guy who's the head of the Democratic Party in Minnesota, which has also taken names and kicked ass. They've done a very good job in Minnesota, whose name is escaping me at the moment. Ken somebody?
Martin.
Yeah, Ken Martin.
Yeah.
He's also very progressive, and he's had tremendous success in Minnesota. And the consensus seems to be that one of these two guys is going to be the winner. If either one of them wins, I'll be very happy. I would prefer Ben, but that's largely because I know Ben personally. I've known him for years.
Okay, well, that is good to hear because I'm at a point now where I will go to Democratic meetings. I'm going to start going every month, listen to them. But I've changed my personal strategy. I will only donate to candidates like David Hogue, AOC. You know, when I see Newsom, when I see a good candidate, I'll donate to them and I will help them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to waste my time using a 1800s technology when I know it doesn't work. I don't care what they
say. Well, instead of making phone calls, what we should be doing is signing people up to post on social media. You know, I post on six different social media sites every single morning, and I just, you know, I do a single post, which is my daily take. But you know, if you really wanted people to do the 21st century version of phone banking, it would be, will you please go to X and post, you know, in response to 100 different things, post something and post dozens of your own every single day. Will you become very, very active on and pick one social media platform and just like live there and become very, very, very aggressive and very active instead of phone banking?
I do that. And believe me, I've lost a lot of family and friends doing that.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But we need the national people out there with a direct message. Our message last time was democracy. Yeah. It did not resonate because it does not translate to your kitchen table.
I know. And the other guy's a crook isn't a strong enough message either. We have to be both. Any good argument, any good sales pitch in politics involves two things. It involves moving toward pleasure. It involves here's what I'll do for you. And it involves moving away from pain. Here's why the other guy's an SOB. And we've got to have a message that encapsulates both those things, and it's got to be loud, and it's got to be profound, and it's got to be repeated over and over and over again. And Democrats have to get all over it. Connie, thank you for the call. Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
I want to, before I said this, I heard you talking about Pete Hegseth, and then I heard a little bit, I watched a little bit of the terrible hearing with RFK this morning. And of course he was on talking about and using the fact that he was a 14-year heroin addict and had been clean for 41 years, which is good. And I'm not, but I don't want people to misconstrue that we are any way denigrating people who have had substance problems. I have people in my family who are still struggling with it.
Sure.
However, Pete Hegseth, who to our knowledge, is still a person who has a problem with alcohol because he said that he is not going to drink if he gets this job.
Right.
That is ridiculous for us to allow for a person who has a problem, and we know a person who has substance issues can tell us anything, but they're going to have that problem.
I'm with you, Mark. I mean, you know, he never checked into rehab. He never got with any kind of a program. He's and now he's the guy running our military, you know, the largest in the world. It's a scary, scary thing. The Republicans really let us down. Mark, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as things get cheesy for what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese. The controversy continues. You weigh in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn in Washington, where at least 18 bodies have been recovered so far from the Potomac River following a mid-air collision between a commercial flight and a military helicopter. It happened just before 9 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday evening. Brandon Isom is the CEO of American Airlines.
Flight 5342 was under the command of 4 crew members and carried 60 passengers for a total of 64 people on board.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
D.C. Fire and EMS, supported by fire departments and police departments from across the Washington metropolitan region, are executing a rescue operation in the Potomac River. They are working diligently in very dark and cold conditions.
As for the investigation, CBS News travel editor